The Consort of Closed Fists. When the Emperor banished her in chains, her fingers moved on instinct. As a child, she'd made a habit of clenching her fists in the face of adversity. Any blow by her stepmother could be borne with her joints locked tight. When her father arranged for her to become the local landlord's 9th concubine, she clenched them bone white, defiant. The legend of her fists spread far and wide, until one day an augur whispered it into the ear of the most powerful man in China. At the old emperor's touch, her fist fell open, revealing a jade hook left as her grandmother's only heirloom. Lady Go Yi, they called her then, the consort of closed fists. Now, the once beloved concubine glanced down at what the eunuchs had delivered to her prison door. Beside the poisoned wine lay a single sheet of paper parchment, inked in an intimately familiar hand. Countless nights had she spent grinding ink blocks into liquid sludge for the same man to craft royal decrees by candlelight. For a son to prosper, his mother must perish. So her husband had left her one last consolation before execution. Had he agonized over this decision? Would he think of her at all when they spirited her coffin away to be hastily buried as a disgraced concubine? Phantom muscles pulsated in her fingers, the old impulse returning. But Lady Go Yi did not clench her fists now. After years within the palace's gilded cage, desperately vying for royal affection, all to bear a child for 14 months, perhaps death, with the promise that her favored fooling would ascend the throne one day, would mean freedom. As her silhouette cast flickering shadows across the ornately patterned palace walls, Lady Go Yi felt the weight lift off her body. She would depart as a sweet scent on the wind, leaving behind only a pair of shoes as proof of her worldly presence.